Well, that $100 million investment that Ohio State University is making in agriculture is called the Initiative for Food and Agricultural Transformation, the INFACT program. In fact, they've tapped someone we've heard from in the past to run the program, Brian Snyder. He's been the executive director of the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture for 15 years. I recently talked with Snyder by phone about his new gig, which begins in June. I started by asking him, what's the goal of the program?
Well, this is a program that actually started up a couple of years ago over at Ohio State University. They're trying to work across the whole university, across all schools and departments, to not only raise awareness about the importance of food systems and food security, but to actually do something about it. And it also is aimed at conducting outreach beyond the university to get other nonprofit groups and churches and other businesses and farmers, consumers, all kind of working on the same idea of improving food security. They impressed upon me the fact that they want to find solutions that will have an impact not only right there in the community that they serve in Columbus and throughout Ohio, but they'd like to set an example for other schools and other areas of the country that are trying to address similar issues.
And why have you decided to make this move?
Well, you know, my work here at PASA, it's been a real pleasure for me to work on food systems in Pennsylvania, working across a number of different levels of the food system. And so in many ways, this is a similar kind of job, only it is going to occur inside the university rather than independently in a nonprofit. And so I'm kind of intrigued by two aspects of this job. One is that there are far more resources available in the university to do this kind of work. And I'm very interested to see if we can get, you know, those resources all kind of moving in the same direction. And secondly, I'm just really concerned about the land grant system generally across the country and how the mission is being met or not met. And I was very impressed to find that folks at Ohio State are taking that question very seriously too and wanting to see how they can improve.
Could you elaborate on that and say a little bit more about what the land grant program is?
You know, we're all familiar with the work that land grants do through extension and teaching programs and research. It's very familiar. But sometimes that work doesn't get all the way down to the ground and affects some of the people that are most vulnerable in terms of their food systems. And on that score, I would say, you know, that I would include both farmers that are struggling to make ends meet, often not being paid what their work is worth through the price of food. And then, of course, we have the sort of the opposite problem, or at the other end of the spectrum, communities that are not able to access the kind of nutrition that they need to keep their families healthy and even the economies of communities strong. And I think that there's a lot that sustainable agriculture has to offer in both of those cases and for a lot of situations that fall in between, and that universities, particularly those with a lot of resources, can do a lot to address these kinds of issues.
I read that President Michael Drake of Ohio State University has committed a minimum of $100 million over the next 10 years to this program. Are there obstacles in getting this type of commitment to sustainable agriculture at this level in Pennsylvania?
Well, there certainly are obstacles, and I've spent the last 15 years trying to address some of those. I'm happy to report that I think we've made a lot of progress, but there continue to be issues that have to be addressed. I mean, the Chesapeake Bay watershed, and certainly the conflicts that occur in an area as diverse as what the Chesapeake Bay watershed defines are really critical, not only here but elsewhere. And the barriers are that we see farms and farmers that are trying to make the right decisions and struggle to keep their farms viable so that the land doesn't become developed in the future in other ways. And at the same time, as we know, farming is sometimes hard on the land. Now, enter into that the fact that we know that there are ways in which farming can actually improve the land. We can actually improve soil quality. We can actually improve water quality. We can sequester carbon And so, you know, when you understand that, it really makes it worthwhile to work through some of the barriers that come up. Government policy sometimes is a barrier, and I'm very glad to see in recent years that, you know, the Pennsylvania state government and the Department of Agriculture in particular understands the role of government in helping farms to make better choices. And they're taking some leadership in wanting to restore the health of the bay. So, you know, these are all problems that do have solutions, but they require a long-term point of view and a long-term strategy, and that might be the biggest barrier. People often want short-term solutions. You know, we didn't get here into some of the environmental problems that we have in short order. They're not going to go away in a short amount of time either. Short-term thinking in general is probably the biggest barrier that we face in trying to repair food systems, you know, both for the farmers and for the consumers, and even for the environment, too.
Brian Snyder is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture, and he will be heading up Ohio State University's In Fact program, which promotes agriculture. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.